The June 21st Albany Common Council meeting once again witnessed the punting of a vote on proposed legislation that would ban the use of tear gas in the city. Why? A number of the elected officials were not on hand.
For all those just for new noted, anyone signed up to speak on Local Law C tonight will not be voted on. And so you can still speak on Local Law C if you wish, but we just wanted to let you know tonight that Local Law will not be voted on due to membership attendance. Ms. Duche, I'll recognize you if you like.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Just for clarification, I wanted to let anybody who is here to comment on Local Law C or thought that it was up for a vote, that I have asked the council to defer action on this because four members are unable to attend tonight's council meeting. And I think it's appropriate to have as full of attendance for this vote as possible. So I just wanted to let people know the reason for the deferral again.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We continue on with our public comment period. You have 5 minutes to speak upon any subject you wish. At that time, council members cannot answer any of your questions. If they choose to do so, they will do so later on at another time during the agenda. Yes. When you speak, please state your name and address for the record. And with that being said, and at 4 minutes, I will let you know you have a minute remaining to speak. And with that being said, can the clerk call the first speaker?
Thomas Mueller.
Hi, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, Mr. Mueller. Go right ahead.
Okay, it's actually Mueller, but...
all right. State your name and address for the record, Mr. Mueller.
Absolutely. My name is Thomas Mueller. I live at 22 Tremont Street in Albany, New York. Originally, I was here to comment on Local Law C. Once again, I'm extremely disappointed that the council is not prepared to bring this to a vote. Understanding that the absence of four members is causing that. I'm even more disappointed because this was put out with plenty of prior notice and still four members are absent. I get that we all have things that happen. However, I would think that such an important issue would really encourage all members to be present for the vote.
Also at the meeting, in addition to comments about the legislature's ongoing inability to pass the anti-tear gas law, was a potent reminder of the importance of getting city residents on board about planning for a huge influx of federal funds coming to Albany this year.
Me and my colleagues at the Center for Law and Justice, we've been working pretty hard to educate residents of South End, Arbor Hill, and West Hill about the Albany Public Safety Commission, Local Law L legislation, and record their feedback. Recently, I've concentrated my outreach efforts on the South End. Other organizations like the NAACP and volunteer-led street teams have spoken at neighborhood associations, introduced legislation to organizations like the Green Party and DSA, and conducted outreach at sites across the city. So far, the comments we have collected in over 70 submitted feedback forms show the following trends. Trained healthcare professionals are overwhelmingly preferred over police when addressing mental health issues, with police only being strongly called for when addressing violent crime. Preference for changes. Second is a preference for changes to current enforcement and traffic laws. Third is approximately 50% of submissions said that they understood the vision statement and structure of Local Law L, or the APSC. Our outreach is far from over. So we at the center plan to continue social justice outreach activities in the communities of the South End, West Hill, and Arbor Hill to November and beyond. And why those communities? Because of their history of redlining and the current high exposure to police arrests, which again, you can just check out with the current arrest data released by the APD. This rigorous two-directional community outreach is key to all legislation, not only the Public Safety Commission, which is again Local Law L, but informing folks about Local Law J, M, C, right? And following through on that, because what is going to happen in November is there's going to be an alphabet soup of of referendums on the ballot that folks won't know much about. The other thing that's happening, and I think you're seeing that from the commenters here that have showed up again and again about this tear gas thing, is exhaustion and apathy. And I don't really know if that's what y'all want to promote, but that's what's happening right now. I would hope that you would encourage participation, but that's not what I'm seeing. Now, how we can encourage, well, so one thing that y'all really can need to be encouraging participation for, in addition to all this legislation stuff going on, are the $130 million plus dollars that are coming into Albany City and County because of the American Rescue Plan funds. That outreach is incredibly important. This is future changing, life changing stuff. And the mayor's office and the Common Council must do a much better job at outreach, right? Otherwise, these voices are just going to get louder and louder. We're highly frustrated by the last week's digital only fund surveys released by the mayor's office. Communities who would benefit the most from these funds, they may not have internet access. And additionally, at the beginning, it was those surveys were only released for 5 days, right? That's extended for a bit longer, but it's clearly, it seems to be an oversight or performative. Now, I saw several of you at the Juneteenth event a couple of days ago while I was doing outreach activities. Corey assisted in a bit. The people that I talked to there want their voice to be heard in deciding how these millions of dollars are spent, right? Not to tourism, but overwhelmingly from the activity that I was doing and the conversations I had in housing, public health, and whatnot. But most importantly, they want to be heard. They want to feel heard. So one thing to think about, I'll just toss it out there, with these millions of dollars, why not spend 0.1% of that $80 million, create a fund of $80,000 to generate resources.
One minute remaining.
Okay, resources for a street team, an outreach team made up of residents from key previously redlined communities of the South End, West Hill, Arbor Hill, right? They could be paid, $20 an hour, whatever, good money to talk with their neighbors. There could be an onboarding process to tell folks what questions they should ask. How do they submit that information? That's something that is 100 times better than a survey that's lost on some website. And that would actually encourage people to continue participation and would make them feel that they're heard. Yep. So that's that. Thanks.
This has been Paul Smart reporting and editing for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.